All right, so you got the info. Great. Now, this morning, this Friday, first Friday of the month of October, I have a challenge for you. That's going to be our major conversation this morning. I want to get to hear from you because everybody knows now that inflation has hit its double digits here in Nigeria, 25, and some analysts say it's probably going to get at least 2% higher before the year's end. Well, we do hope that, you know, the government policies stem that tide. Now, however, whatever the case will be, things will happen, things will change. And as humans, we always find a way to adapt. Now, over the years, whenever, you know, prices of things go up, people say, oh, I can't buy this anymore, I can't do this anymore. But somehow, we tend to find a way to, all right, we readjust. We look for cheaper alternatives, all right? So if you're having 3 eggs a day, probably do 1 or maybe 2. And those of you, like, you know, would like to eat in the fancy restaurants, well, maybe you cut down from maybe 5 meals a week to maybe just about 2 or 3 so that, you know, you can, you know, save money and, you know, be able to take up other things. Yeah, granted. But there's one thing that we all don't get short of, and that is social interactions. That is recreational activities. Yes, you may not be able to go to the bars or to lounges maybe 3 times a week like you used to, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For some of you, it's Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. How you do it, I don't know. You're like Superman or something. But now, things are a bit difficult. If you go to the bars these days, your lounges, they don't sell your soft drinks the regular price anymore. It's almost 2,000 naira in some cases. So you have to adjust. Then you want to get out, take your wife, your children out, something recreational. You are not quite sure where to go. So if you are in Port Harcourt, this is my challenge to you this morning. I want to find out from you. Do you think you can have a budget recreational activity in Port Harcourt? Now, my budget for you is 10,000 naira. It's a hypothetical sum. 10,000 naira. You will call me and you will tell me and the rest of River State and indeed Nigeria what recreational activity you can have, maybe with you and your girlfriend, you, your wife or your husband, or you and the children as well. How would you use 10,000 naira in Port Harcourt today to have a great recreational activity? I want to find out how people are going on these days with that most crucial part of social interactions.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
So, as always, do turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it, didn't hear it. Do not make unverified and unsubstantiated claims. And do not make inciting statements. The number to call, numbers actually, 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter, by the way. At Nigeria Info. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on X or on Facebook. All right, did you get that? Great. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. So, budget recreational activities in Port Harcourt. 10,000 naira is the amount that we are giving you this morning. How do you spend 10K to have a great time with your boo, your bae, Bube, Ebube, or your children, Emeka, Sanusi, Halimat, Kafayat, all of them? How much can you do with 10,000 naira? My 2.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Hello? Ah, drop call scenario. Don't forget, there's a call screener, all right? So just drop your name and your details, and then you'll be patched through to us here in the studio. This one says, good morning, Jude. There was a time when if I used 10,000 naira to carry myself and my babe, we'll have a great time. I don't know if that is possible today. Well, Eric, I think it's very possible. I say it is very possible because I got to overhear someone yesterday make mention of it. And I'll tell you all the things that they did with 10,000 naira yesterday. No jokes. 10,000 naira. I'll tell you what they did with 10,000 naira. Once again, what recreational activity, how can you stretch 10,000 naira in Port Harcourt today? How can you stretch 10,000 naira to socialize, to mingle, all right, you know, and things like that, you know. That's what we want to find out from you this morning. Says, good morning, Jude. Apart from buying ice cream and suya these days, what exactly can 10,000 naira do? Well, for me, if someone is very serious and the person wants to take me out or just hang out with me, I think we can actually use 10,000 naira to actually have a good time. If his place or my place is convenient, the ice cream and suya would just be fine. All we need is something to entertain ourselves with. Thank God for internet. So with 10,000 naira, I would suggest ice cream and suya and a great thing to watch or keep yourself occupied. Angela says, so Angela is doing ice cream and suya. That's if she's growing out with somebody. So there's a destination, either your place or her place. 10K in Port Harcourt, suya and ice cream. That is how she wants to have a downtime today. Think about it. In the next, 10 hours or so, the lounge is ought to be full, but I do know that, you know, things have changed. So by the time it's 5:30 or 6:30 p.m. today, what arrangements do you think you can handle or make with 10,000 naira? Hello, what's up? I'll be back after this break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. 29 minutes. Well, it's like actually 5 seconds, 29 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. It's Hello Port Harcourt. And it's time for us to ask you a question. It's Fun Friday right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. And I am your chief noisemaker, your bully and fresh entrepreneur in spirit and body, lover of all things plantain in any form, guys, roasted, fried, boiled, skewered, and steamed. As long as this plantain is good to go, God's guaranteed stamp of approval every single time you take a look at it. And I'm here to ask you this very important question this Friday morning. What can you do with 10,000 naira as regarding recreational activities? Now, it's all about budget these days. Cutting, not just even your coat according to your size, but cutting your coat according to your material, as some people say. Now, we know the inflation is biting, and it is biting hard, right? But one thing that doesn't stop is social engagement. So you're going to have people who are going to have wedding ceremonies. You're going to have people who are going to have, you know, unfortunately, well, fortunately, depending on what side of divide you are, burial ceremonies, dedications, housewarming, you know, graduation, you know, convocations, and what do you call those things again? Induction ceremony, yeah, you know, matriculation. So at some point in time, you will have to go out and hang out, right? But it's also the recreational type of activity. That's when you go out and just try to relax. So that includes taking your family out on a family outing. You know, just you, your wife, and your maybe two or three children, or if you're like my uncle, your 23 other children. I don't know how he did it. But, you know, you will need to spend time with them to relax, to unwind, to bond, all right? And I'm asking here in Port Harcourt, not Lagos now, Port Harcourt, let's know how you guys are doing it. And I'll tell you how I got to hear this story just yesterday. So what would you be able to do with 10,000 naira? That's a budget. Do you think with 10,000 naira, you can have a great time with your family? Now, if so, how exactly? If you are not married, fine, your lovely girlfriend or your fiancé or your fiance, how do you guys, you know, hang out these days? What are the things that you could do to relax? It's called a recreational activity. How can you do that with 10,000 naira? So it's not just for the singles or the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. Not for the singles. No, it is for everybody. So long as you are a resident in this city, we want to find out from you. How frugal, how creative. I think the emphasis here is on creativity. But enough about me and all the shenanigans that come with Boil and Fish, which I think you should have, by the way. Let's get to your conversation station. Your guru, as always, purveyor of planting. I can't stop talking about it.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Podhakat. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Your budget, should you decide to accept the challenge, is 10,000 naira this morning. And I'm asking, it's a budget recreational activity. What can you do with 10,000? Where can you go? How much fun can you have with 10,000 naira in Port Harcourt? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter, by the way. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. Get there, join the conversation, follow, and get to have your views read. This morning, I'm asking, what exactly can you do when it comes to recreation activities with 10,000 smackaroonies? Good old-fashioned Nigerian naira. 923, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you, Jude. My name is Muriel from Okrika.
Welcome, Muriel. Let's know what you can do.
There is so much we can do with 10,000 naira. For me and my hobby, trust me, I love indoors.
Okay.
To be in the room and then watch television. Now, to enjoy that 10,000 naira, that 10K, you just maybe get chicken. I love live chicken. I don't like this frozen one.
Okay.
This, even if it's an old layer or this broiler, no problem. Mm-hmm. Arrange it in your house. Grill it. If you don't have grill, it, just use you can use anything, charcoal, this barbecue, this thing. I have a small one, and just season it very well, too, with fresh pepper, and all this is fresh. The pepper mixed with garlic,
okay.
And everything. Season it very well, roast it.
Mm.
Get a bottle of wine. You can get not
a bottle
too expensive
of,
one, Jude.
But a bottle of wine.
Maybe 3K.
Okay.
Tanko.
Okay.
And this chicken these days is, let's say you budget anyway 5,000 for a good one.
Mm.
8,000 has gone for that. And get maybe, if the chicken, it's maybe a little fish, this small fish, maybe add to it, the children are in the house because you can't eat alone, trust
okay,
me.
Okay, and the I've got to ask you have children.
You sit them together, give them their own, let them be in their corner. You and Obi, just enter one room and enjoy yourself. Watch television.
Mm, okay.
And after that, who knows? God knows.
Please. Bye. Thank you very much. Mbawa is speaking from Thai. Sorry. You can call us back. Please, want to get to hear from you. Harvest says, a plate of pepper soup with bottled water for her, a bottle of beer for me. Then we gist and trek back home. 10,000 naira gone. That's from harvest. And this one here says, in June, it's time people start to think beyond just fancy places and hotels. Take, for example, people can actually walk around their neighborhood, buy granules, buy some banana, sit down somewhere, have a genuine conversation. I like music. So sometimes I like to go to some of these open-air restaurants. I do have open-air restaurants, except you're talking about the outside places where people sit down and order their shawarmas. But I don't know of any open-air restaurants. Oh, you mean local bookers? Oh, are you going to carry a girl there? I like you. Steven, I like you. I like the way you are thinking. I like it. It makes sense. Wubweze is on the line and is speaking to us this morning from Choba. Yes, good morning to you, Wubweze. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What can you do with 10,000 naira to have fun today?
Yes, it's all about budget.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have 10,000 naira, so first of all, you have to think on how to spend it judiciously. First of all, you have to check. You have to know what you need in your house.
In your house, okay.
You check if there is anything important to you.
Mm.
And the first, if to you, if I have 10,000 naira, if I'm dealing with 10,000 naira now, I will not just spend it anyhow. I will spend it wisely. I'll first of all know what I need in my house, like toothpaste. If you don't have toothpaste in your house, and they just went and begin to squander 10,000 naira, eat and they buy this one, buy food and begin to eat, that is not wise spending.
Let's assume, hold on.
If you have soup in your house.
Hello, what was it?
Hello.
Zion is in Jerry. Zion, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
I think the River State government is indebted to you. Rivers people should be indebted to you.
Oh, really?
Because your presence in River State is not only to talk on radio, read the news. You also bring ideas on people to relax their mind. My brother, a lot of people are going insane in the city, in Nigeria now. But look at the conversation you have brought to us. How to heal ourselves mentally and inward peace. For this conversation now, with the 10,000, avoid those big names. Avoid gear.
Okay.
Husband and wife or children is not among you. Avoid those big plays. Okay. Even that big place, your 10,000 is safe, not enough.
Hmm.
Why I say avoid there is because of one. If you go there, there are too many lonely people there that are going to frustrate you.
Oh, dear.
So go to the normal street environment. Get catfish pepper soup.
Okay.
Get your bottles. You and your wife, two plates. Your wife tries for your agidi. Fire down where they are showing sports.
But Zai, what about, you know, if you and your wife have like two children who are like maybe about 10 or 12 years old?
My brother.
Where do you carry them?
More than stay house.
You don't want them to relax with you?
I'm telling you, the cost of living, gone are those days. We are talking about a time that you will enjoy.
Mm.
No drinking pure water and bakery. You know, I mean, plantation.
Oh my God! Speaking of quickery, that's another. Okay, you know what? I'm not trying to overflog this, but I don't think there's anything that comes from plantain that I dislike. I don't know of one thing, and I mean one thing that comes from plantain that I dislike. When we used to travel from, you know, Benin to Port Harcourt, you know, I used to look forward to buying kpekere, that's plantain chips, right? Along the road. Sapele, just, yeah, from Sapele, as you cross Sapele over the bridge, right? So going to Warri, there used to be a very prominent checkpoint back then. Once you just get there with the speed bumps, the amount of kpekere you see, hi, and they used to be very long, very long. All right, so I love peccary. Now, as you just mentioned, I'm thinking, where do I go and get peccary from? But the truth of the matter is, when you need recreational activities, it's not just for you and your wife or that special. Your children also need to get to see other children have fun. So where do you take them to? How do you use, once again, our hypothetical budget this morning is 10,000 naira. 10. Because I don't think it's going to be something you do every Friday. So maybe as a working class mom or dad, you've been able to save up, okay, let's keep a 1K here, 500 naira. By the end of the month, we'll carry. And I think it's something that you should all take very seriously. Take you and your children out. My dad used to do it with us, right? We weren't going to fancy hotels to eat. But those days, in days of Mr. Biggs, at least once a month, it would just be us and daddy. So my dad, because my mom was always with us most of the time. So his special time was myself, my brothers, would just either take a taxi or drive somewhere, sit down, we'll buy the whatever. And my dad could tell us stories for days. Now that I think about it, my papa Sabi lie. Because I'm sure a lot of those stories, I'm not sure they are true. But yes, that was his way of relaxing on a budget. JJ is in Rumibo. JJ, 10,000 naira. What do you do with you and your family?
Do you see the aspect I want to talk about? Huh? Is that aspect following for this 10,000 naira? This one is also for them. For us. Table for two. Like you would think about table. You know that just table for two now.
Table for two. Hey. Oh, Sanobla. JJ, please call us back. Let's get to hear from you. Wabese is in Choba. Wabese, welcome back. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Now, before the light broke earlier on, I was telling you, what if you have food in your house, you have toothpaste, everything in your house, but you need to relax with your children and with your partner, assuming you have one. How would you spend 10,000 naira? That's the budget we're giving you.
Well, the first thing you should do is to take your family out. You take them out.
Where?
For merriment. You spend the 10,000 naira with them. Buy food if they don't have buy what they need. If it is rice, they will buy paper soup. You can use it buy paper soup and enjoy with them.
Okay, rice and paper soup.
If they don't like it that way, you can check if there is any of your children that like books. Or like a particular group. Or any of them schooling, you can go and invest the money on the education. You want to buy books and you give to them to read. And so instead of going to
Okay, all right. So basically, you can buy books for them to relax. 9.3, Jonathan from Rumo Lumini. Jonathan, good morning, please.
Good morning, Mr. Jude. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
How are you doing?
Very well. Trust you're well.
I'm good.
Good, good. Talk to us.
All right. Talking about how to spend 10,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I will make somebody happy.
To relax, you and the person.
Yes. I will make somebody happy. I'll spend that just to spend that 10,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
There is a brother of mine in the village. He has been disturbing me that he has never been in Port Harcourt before. So I will call him.
Okay.
I will take him to spa.
Oh.
Look, there are some big places that you can spend that 10,000 naira codedly. Yes, I will take him to spa. I'll just get him rice. And hyacinth is for 4,000. Then we'll just take one bottle of Coke and relax. And he will see the environment and see people coming out. will walk around the place. After eating, we'll just walk around the
just
place
walk
and see how the place
yeah.
is. And you will see that he will have joy, fun, you know, there will be excitement.
Sightseeing.
In him. Yes.
Okay, all right. That seems like a good plan. He's going to take his brother, just go to a nice place, he says, just buy one plate of rice, and then feed your eyes. Daniel is speaking to us from Agri Road. Daniel, good morning to you, please.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. My own kind of enjoyment with my family is one thing I like and my family like. And whenever I do that, it brought joy. Now, talking of 10,000,
mm-hmm.
how to use it to entertain ourselves, to bring joy to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and my two children.
Okay.
See, there is something we like most. One, if I got to Bhutan, and that's our best food that we can eat to entertain ourselves.
What's that?
Bole.
Bole.
Yes. My wife loves it. I love it.
Hey, man of the soil.
Love it.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Now, yes, if I go to a stand,
mm-hmm.
I can buy plantain of 1,500.
That's good.
Buy 1,500.
3K.
3K gone.
Mm-hmm.
Then I love head of fish. My wife loves head of fish.
Correct.
So with my children, I can buy 3 head of fish, 1,500. That is 4-5 is gone.
Yeah, 4-5 is gone.
Yes. Then 4 bottles of plastic Coke. 1,000 naira. My brother, the money that it will bring to that house,
oh.
it will last us for 5 days. After enjoying ourselves to that point, the joy that will come to me, my wife and children, it will last us for 5 days. So to me, 5,000 to my own kind of enjoyment, 10,000 is too much.
It's too much.
We can enjoy it to the maximum with this amount. I'm just telling you, 6,000. And we still get reserve of 2,000. Some other people know their enjoyment and can carry them to 10,000. But to my own, I am telling the fact.
Okay, yes. Daniel. Thank you very much. All right, Daniel says, well, he doesn't need 10,000 naira. Well, for him, 6 is fine. Now, I posted on Instagram, my Instagram stories earlier on this morning. I had breakfast. I usually don't have breakfast before I come to work. And like I said earlier on, you know, I got some plantain. My mom sent me some plantain from the house. Big, when I mean big fingers of plantain. And overnight, they just ripen. I'm like, no. We can't let this thing go bad. So this morning, I woke up, fried plantain, nice, delicious. Oh, my heavens. Anyway, so I had that, bought eggs. How much were the eggs I bought? About what, 2-8, all right? I had the whole crate of eggs. Gonna keep me for a while, at least 3 weeks or thereabout. And then I'm good. But you see, the idea for recreation is not just for you to buy food and eat. The idea is for you to go somewhere and actually spend time relaxing. I like the idea of going out, buy bowl and fish, you stroll, and then, yes, you can come back and, you know, have a great time with your family. Now, good morning, Jube. If I'm to spend time with my wife in the house, I will buy a live old layer fowl, 4K. I will buy tomatoes, granite oil, etc. And I will prepare it with 3K and buy a bottle of wine, 3K. Use the remaining 1K. Buy a mineral for the children. If we are to go out, I'll buy roasted chicken, a bottle of wine or beer. If we are to stock the house, I will buy a carton of noodles, 4,000 plus, crate of eggs, 3,000, and beverages, round face from Rumekini. See? 10K used judiciously. Jude, 10,000 naira can be spent on recreation if I have other needs sorted out. First of all, is to take out my parents, take them out. My parents hardly have time for themselves. So I'll take them out if possible, add more money to it. Maybe to pleasure park, for them to play or just one eatery or a bullet joint. Now you are thinking, I like that. See, great minds think alike. I'll just give them their privacy. Seeing them happy will make my day. Any money remaining, I give to my mom to get things for themselves, clothing or anything they like. Thank you very much. Destiny from Ada George. Destiny, thank you very much. Good morning, Jude. It's the love you have for plantain for me. I can see the joy in your face whenever I'm planting. No. It's not even a joy, yo. It's not because of me plantain is cost. No, please. It's not me, oh. I'm not making your plantain expensive. It's a bad road. It's a bad road and fuel. But I love plantain. And I am yet to meet an Ijaw man that does not like plantain. I'm not saying that all of them must, you know. But I am yet to meet one Ijaw man that does not like plantain. And I would eat plantain in any form it comes. Roasted, fried, overripe, we'll pound it, we'll make it into onunu, we'll put yam inside, you know. If it's boiled, is it steamed, you know, even the skin, this plantain, everything about plantain is useful. It's one of the most amazing plants on this planet. It is absolutely amazing. Nothing from plantain is wasted. Absolutely nothing. It's amazing. Good morning. 10K with my girlfriend. Okay, cocktail, 3K for her. These are bougie people. Wow, fancy. Cocktail, 3K. 1K per bottle, so I'll buy 2 bottles of beer, 2K. Then chicken suya, 5K, with good music and look around. Kingsley in Ada George. There you go. There are several bars, there are several spots that you can actually get to sit down with this plan that Kisling has in store, which is a cocktail, 1, 2K, 3K, patak, you have finished drinking. But let me give you guys this expo. You cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong. Let me say this again. You cannot go wrong with Ogba Kripam wine. Find yourself a plug. Get Ogba Kripam wine. Take your children out. You guys can walk through somewhere and, have fun. Well, we have a David on WhatsApp. David says, good morning, Jude. Recreational activities are a must in any society. It's too bad that here in Port Harcourt, many of the recreational grounds are not viable or they are too expensive for most people. There were days when the Isaac Borough Park was the place to go. But how many people can leave Rumudara to get to Isaac Borough Park with the cost of transportation for them and maybe 3 or 4 of their children? That's what the government should be doing. The pleasure park, for me, should reduce their entry fee. Let people go in, sit down, have something to be playful and joyful about. The place is green. They can take pictures with 10,000 naira, buy some snacks, and have the chance to meet other people. This is budget recreation for me. I agree. The parks, Isaac Borough Park, Pleasure Park, there's even another park just close to that one at Air Force. What's it called again? What's that? Is it Port Harcourt Park? It's also called Port Harcourt Park. I can't remember what it is. Yeah, but you know, these parks are the places where people should go. And the entry fee should not be so expensive. I know, you know, it's those entry fee or that entry fee that is used to keep the place nice and clean. You know, you like that place because they have rides and things like that. If you don't pay, the place does not thrive. So, I don't know. I agree. Government needs to do a little bit more as regarding that particular scenario. All right.